Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation on God's holy word today is our gospel lesson, John chapter 1, beginning at the 29th verse. And dear brothers and sisters in the faith, the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 11, it says, "They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea." And that would be a nice change. A nice change. It has been said that the Eskimo people or Inuit people, actually there's many different tribal groups, but it's said that among those people there are 50 different words for snow. 50 different words for snow. Now there's some debate about the exact number, but it does stand to reason, doesn't it? Because that is just about a constant companion for them. Snow and ice everywhere for them most of the year. They're surrounded by it, its various effects, its various forms. It's the world that they live in. 50 different words. Now I wonder if down here we could top that. Now not 50 different words for snow, Medford, we don't have 50 different kinds of snow, but maybe we could find something else that we could match with that, something else that we could use and describe with 50 different words. Well, I'll give you something, I'll suggest something to you. You have to guess what it is, just keep it to yourself. Like snow, it starts with the letter S. So let's look at the 50 different words, or see if we can get it. First of all, arrogance, vanity, haughtiness, high-handedness, dismissiveness, self-importance, rudeness, inconsiderateness, insensitivity, selfishness, lying, deceit, false advertising, deception, sloth, idleness, laziness, malingering, faithlessness, theft, robbery, fraud, larceny, graft, hate, malice, spite, vindictiveness, pettiness, passive-aggressiveness, fury, self-promotion, double standards, nepotism, corruption, scandal, bribery, favoritism, dishonesty, revenge, payback, lust, adultery, infidelity, disloyalty, violence, murder, war. 50. We did it. That's for sure. We did it. Factions, conflicts, dissensions, arguments, screaming matches, dirty pool, double dealing, cursing, swearing, folly, neglect, gossip, slander, one-upmanship, aggression, showing off, grandstanding, greed, covetousness, harshness, rough dealing, advantage-taking, pushing agendas, pushing to the front of the line, pushing others out of the way, jockeying for position, feathering your own nest, discourtesy, impatience, attention-seeking, and indifference. 82. And I will tell you something. I did not get that off of AI. I did not go to college to have AI do my thinking for me. And so we can add to the list, pride. Pride. Actually, the truth is that just came off the top of my head. I sat there, I was trying to type them down just as fast as they came to my mind, which means what? There's a lot more of that stuff out there. That's just a little summary list. So much more out there. And what is strange is that almost none of that is considered illegal. Almost none of it is considered a crime. And that should tell you something. That should tell you how twisted things are. And none of that, of course, even touches what we would call the first table of the Ten Commandments. It touches the second table, your dealings with your neighbor, but it doesn't touch on your relationship with the Lord and all the pervasive ignorance of God and the lack of faith and trust in Him. The Inuit people got 50 words for snow. Good for them. We've got 500 words for sin and counting. What is going on here? Look around you. What is going on? This is out of control. It's nuts. If you think about it for a moment, how could anybody think that that is okay or that that's justifiable? Now, you may remember a couple of years back, they had some commercials on television for Febreze, and they talked about being nose blind. Anybody remember those commercials, being nose blind? You have some bad smell in your house. Maybe you should have taken out the garbage, but because you're living there, you don't notice it anymore. Neighbor comes in and says, wow, what's that? You don't notice it anymore. You have become nose blind. I wonder if just because we swim in it all day long, we become what? What's the S word? Sin. Sin blind. There was a card at the Hallmark store that showed a picture of a flying saucer on it. And it said, on the inside, I wonder if aliens lock their doors when they fly by Earth. I wonder if they do. Because unlike snow and ice, sin doesn't just affect the outside of things. Sin comes from the inside, is what God's word says. In other words, you create your own sin storms. It's snowing out there, but it's what? It's sinning in here. You know, as I read my Bible, I get Genesis chapter 6. I get it. It says, the Lord looked down, and he saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intention of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord God regretted that he had made people on the earth, and it grieved him to his heart. 81, 82, 500, and counting, the problem of sin. Now, with that in mind, using the words of today's gospel lesson, how would you take away the sin of the world? How would you do it? Well, we usually sidestep that question and we propose an alternative to it. We talk about how we need to better the human condition, and then things will be good. And so we place a great deal of stock in doctors, and in judges, and in scientists, and in the military, and in law enforcement, and in educators, and yes, even in politicians, and we say what? Well, if they do their job, they'll make things better for us. And the truth is, sometimes they have. The truth also is, sometimes they haven't. Sometimes they've made things worse. But whether they make things better or worse, don't kid yourself that anything has been fixed. Not finally. Not totally. Book of Genesis, way in the beginning, the Lord said, the day you eat of it, you will die. He was talking about the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And our first parents said, oh yeah, that's right, good, I'll take a bite. And they ate from it. And all of the things that we need doctors for and judges for and scientists and military and law enforcement and educators and leaders, all those things came into the world and caused evil and problems. Now, these people that I just mentioned and all that they do, they have a role to play in things. They are what we might call palliatives. They are palliatives. They reduce the pain and the suffering of a fallen world, but they can't fix it. They can't fix it because they can't cure the root problem. And everything that comes out of that, they can't cure. They can't get rid of the problem of sin. And if you were looking down from on our world, just like the Lord God does, you'd realize something very quickly. Go to the top of Mount Roxanne, just look at Medford, forget about every place else. Look down on it, and what do you see? you realize sooner or later that only the good Lord's going to fix that. Only the good Lord's going to make that right. And that's what we have in today's gospel lesson. At the Jordan River, we see that the good Lord came to fix it. And one person out of the crowd recognized who he was. He was sent actually for that purpose. John the Baptist pointed him out, and what did he say? He said, "Behold," or take a look over there, "behold, the Lamb of God who does what? Takes away the sin of the world." Because it's got to go somewhere. If it's on you, you got a problem. It's got to go someplace else. And that's our Christian message, of course. You come into church, what's the first thing you see? Well, you got the window, but below it, you got the cross of Christ. And that cross tells you something. It says Jesus took the punishment for everything that should never have been done. And then you read about the Lord Jesus and his perfect life, how he lived, and you realize that in the way that he lived, he made up for everything that should always have been done. His righteousness became yours and mine. And whatever he did counted for all of us because he was true God. God the Son. Behold, take a look, there is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And so in God's word, St. Paul would write, if any person is in Christ, they're a new creation. The old's passed away, it's gone. Behold, the new has come. And if your sin is gone, if sin is taken away from the world, it's no longer counted against us because of Christ, we're washed clean, then you know that coming down the road is going to be the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 11. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. In other words, there's a day coming when you'll be able to look down and you'll see all of God's kingdom in a new heaven, a new earth, all the sin gone, all the evil gone, no more death, no more mourning or crying or pain, no more need for doctors, no more need for judges or scientists or military or law enforcement or politicians or educators. We won't even need preachers. And we won't need preachers because, as Jeremiah 31 says, no longer shall each one teach his neighbor and each one his brother, saying, "Know the Lord, you got to know the Lord." Nobody has to say it anymore. "Because they shall all know me," the Lord says, "from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more." Where sin is gone, coming down the road is Isaiah 11. "They will not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea." 50 words for snow. 82 plus words for sin. And 10,000 words, an infinite number of words, for salvation and for grace and for praise to God. Because only God could do it. Only the Lord could get it done. The Lord in whom we hope, and we don't ever want to lose our hope. Because he is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, may keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior.